Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Thursday, August 8th,
9th,
2012.
And we're on episode 436.
Are you going to rhyme? Do your rhyme?
Pick up sticks.
What?
Wasn't funny the first time either. So, you guys were recording on a Thursday because Wednesday was supposed to be concert night for you guys, and it was not concert night for you guys. Would you like to discuss, or does it make you too sad to talk about it?
It is very painful, extremely painful. Mm-hmm. It was devastating. I wasn't quite sure how I was going to recover.
You seem very sad on Twitter.
We
took a big hit.
Yes.
It was pretty hard to deal with.
And
what concert was this?
It
was
someone's car in the background.
Rufus Wainwright. I thought I had tickets for months. Apparently I didn't.
No, you're supposed to say something like Garth Brooks reunion or something.
No. No.
Oh, your microphone goes out. Y'all, we have the windows open. It's been the first time the window's been open in since April.
Probably.
Yeah, I think
it's December.
I think officially this mic in particular does not like humidity at all.
It does not.
And
it's
it is
the closest
a
to the
little
window.
Humid. Well, that's not where the humidity is, though, but still. No, so, but we did go to then our favorite Garcia's, mm-hmm. and I was consoled by the Black Knight.
Oh,
it's kind of like going to the doctor for a back alley abortion. You know, you go to the Black Knight when life sucks.
All else fails.
And all else fails. And it was a...
I thought he was quitting. He decided to change his mind.
He hasn't left yet.
I have no idea what's going on.
He makes too much money. I bet he makes too much money to leave there.
Yes and no, I think.
I'm sure
he
I'm sure he can make more.
He makes too much money from Waylon. He pays his rent every month.
Pretty much. And he also, though, sends almost all of his money home to his parents.
Oh.
He takes care of his mom and dad back in Mexico.
Speaking of, he told us that we should go on a trip with him to Mexico.
Mexico City.
What? Oh, okay.
Next December.
This coming up December or
no.
December after that?
December after that.
Because
he wants
someone needs a passport. Oh, shit. You could have got it for so much cheaper than it is.
He totally wants
now it's like $150.
He totally wants to do it for the whole month, though. Like, he wants a whole month, and we're going to go different places, and it's all going to be staying with in his family shit stuff. And
Tony told me that if I went to Mexico, that people would, like, bow down to my feet. Because I'm white as hell and kind of chunky, and they like that. So I kind of want to go to Mexico City. And what's kind of awesome is next year, because I didn't take all my vacation days this year, I'm going to have like 27 days next year.
Interesting. Interesting.
Can't wait.
Who knows? You might have to save that for our wedding. But if you're invited.
Hey, guess what? We're engaged.
What are you talking about if I'm invited?
Who knows? Maybe.
Better behave.
You know, you never know. You could fuck up like, you know, everyone else in our lives and get voted off the wedding island.
You know what's tacky?
What's tacky?
Is when people have their photos taken in a park at their engagement or their wedding.
Rude.
I'd love that. I'd love it. I mean, I don't love it, but
mouthless
I just can't believe he even went there. But what was I going to say about the wedding? Who's your flower girl going to be?
Well, first of all, we had to figure out if we're actually having a wedding.
Oh, okay.
And then
it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, and then how many people are going to be invited? Is it tiny? Is it going to be, we're just saying, we're going downtown, have signing some papers, and then we're saying, hey, y'all, we're going on a cruise. Here's the link to it. We'll go with, if it's just us, great.
But you want to have, like, gifts, right? So you should have a party.
I'm not really worried about the gift thing.
Yeah, neither am I.
Do we need anything else in this house? No.
I could think of a few things.
I guess the gifts that I would want would probably be stuff that people are not going to want to pay for and
true.
Or give me.
Probably true. I don't know.
You know what would be kind of cool is if we got like massive amount of gift cards to like one location, like Old World Market or or some other place that we can get like curtains from, or a bigger wine fridge or something. I don't know.
Yeah, or you just
that
be like,
sounds pretty cool. I think I like that idea. I for mean, mine, I'm gonna steal it.
And I'm sorry, or like, you know, let's say everyone get us Virgin Airline gift certificates.
Speaking of that, yes. When you posted that, all right, first, wait, before we go to Virgin, we're going to talk about Spirit, because you saw the link, right?
Yes.
That they're being sued because...
Class action, right?
Yeah, they charge like a gabillion dollars for a ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe not a gabillion, but whatever. After you pay all the charges, half it's like gabillion. $150 to $200 more dollars than what they quote on the website. So people are suing, and they want their fucking money back. Because apparently they said it's a handling fee set by the FFA. Yeah. But it wasn't. They were lying. And it wasn't charging everyone. It just appeared, and they would get fined for it, take it off, and then put it back up, because they only got fined like $37,000 each time somebody it was up there. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. But then Virgin, you posted a link and totally teased me.
Yeah, because they're having a birthday sale.
Yeah.
I just retweeted it because I'm like, oh, Ricky will like this. That's what I thought. But I didn't check it because I was at work. And you're like, and you sent it right back to Virgin.
Right.
What's up with no flights from Chicago to Vegas?
Because, that totally reminds me. I need to get that information from you. I would totally go on Virgin and then cancel my other flight probably. And go on Virgin. But the only reason I want to know what the date is because I thought I was going a day before you guys, but for some reason I'm thinking I'm going on the same day as you.
No, you're going Wednesday, we're going Thursday.
Yeah.
But did we set it up that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we did the same flight home.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we had the issue with.
I just was confused last night, and me and Tony were drinking, like, we drank like 2 bottles of wine. So then I started to worry about it, and I was like,
nah. Oh my God. Yeah, because you did the first part first, and then you waited to do the last one while he was doing his. Mm. And so you got the same plane as us for the way home.
Okay.
But yeah, so you know, obviously people were talking about Pride 48.
Yes, Pride 48. You guys should go.
And this is where I think we should insert the bumper.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And not in the good way. Pride 48 2012 is coming to an internet near you. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the luxurious Luxor Resort, and cities around the globe, Pride 48 2012 will be streaming across the World Wide Web September 14th through the 16th. Join us online or in person. Stay at the Luxor and Excalibur Resorts and take advantage of our special discounts using our exclusive discount codes. For all this information and more, log on to pride48.com and be sure to mark September 14th through the 16th on your big gay calendar.
Speaking of famous people, there is a newscaster here. Oh. In Chicago. and her boyfriend, I guess, he came and rented an apartment, and he's like, yeah, I kind of want to bring my girlfriend by. And I'm like, okay, well, just let me know when. And they came in the next day, and I went to shake her hand, and I was like, oh, nice to meet you. And she's like, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Kate. And then I was just like, you look, in my head, I'm just kind of thinking, you look like someone really familiar that I know. Oh, you look like that Kate Sullivan on CBS Anchor News and stuff. Oh my God, you totally are. It was just one of those. Like,
are newscasters really famous though? They're not
her,
like,
I watch her every night.
Famous.
Well, they're locally famous. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I wouldn't even notice any of them because I don't
Anderson
watch the
Cooper.
News.
Oh, we.
Anderson Cooper's different because he's rich and beautiful.
Yes, and he will be my second husband because I will turn.
Because your first one would be dead.
No, because I'm going to turn Mormon.
What?
Oh, because you're going to turn Mormon
because. I can't think of a better world where I'm married to both Bradley and Anderson Cooper.
Oh my God, could you imagine all that money?
Thanks for putting me first.
You're welcome. Love first, money and fame and fortune.
Usually, second. Sometimes second. But
it's very close. Second.
It's like a 1.5.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see what else we have to talk about.
My Mike. I gotta get on that.
You got, yeah. What a, come on now.
Rude. You just literally were like, oh, hey guys, guess what we have? Find it.
It's been like 4 weeks.
Yeah, I've been busy. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry that working from home is so stressful for you.
Don't even fucking go there. Because you know that I don't have a work at home job, but it's just like, but I think I'm going to go get my nails did for 4 hours. I'm going to take a 3-hour lunch. Well, I'm going to get up and then go back to bed for 6 hours. No, that's not how my job does. Is I manage 20 people, 5 of which internationally.
Meh. Yeah, whatever.
I'm a busy, busy boy.
Well, I think on your lunch break, because I know you get one.
I do.
You should be looking.
That's usually when I'm watching The Chew and playing Bubble Safari on Facebook. I've got to
You play a game on Facebook?
I play a couple of them. I play Marvel Avengers. I play... Oh, actually, it's kind of fun. I play Farkle.
What the fuck is Farkle?
It's a dice game. It's actually a game that exists in real life. And I play Bubble Safari. I used to play Bubble Witch, but I got a little annoyed. And then my whole family started playing
Bubble Witch.
Witch, yes.
Yeah,
those sound so fun.
But Bubble Safari is actually more fun. It is more fun.
I hate Facebook games. I think they're stupid. No. Play it on your phone.
I can't. There's no flash on an iPhone.
Well, then don't play it.
I'm okay with playing it on my computer at lunch.
Okay, so I don't like this game, but at the same time, I'm not like beating it down his throat to not play it. God.
You know the great thing about Facebook games?
Rude.
Is when you block it, you never see it again.
Yeah, right. And then they change something and it comes back on your timeline.
Well, sometimes... See,
the microphone doesn't even want you to play.
I mean, you just want me to talk. No, I think what part of the problem is, though, is like some of these games and the way they're set up is that it thinks that you're only sending to the people in the game, because generally when they're option, I always choose only send this information out to people who play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I hate being bombarded with shit too, but at least now you can hide the whole thing forever and ever and ever.
Right.
Like I have a very large list of blocked games and apps, Facebook apps, because I'm like, I don't ever want to see this on my timeline.
Like Plantville.
Facebook Mafia.
Yes.
Well, oh my God. Zombieville.
All that stuff.
Zombie and farmers or some shit all like that.
They have the new SimCity.
Also that video one. There's some app where people watch the videos, but you can't, like when you click on it, it makes you want to like, you have to allow.
Oh,
the social something.
Social vid or something. Where it's,
yeah, I hate that so, because some of the stuff looks really interesting. It does look really funny. I do not want to download that.
No, I'm like, this is totally spam.
Right.
This is going to fuck up my
computer. It's going to like steal my bank account.
Basically. So I just went block. I'll just look at YouTube.
What was I going to say about the games?
Yeah, I'm burping it up too.
That was good. Call it to Big Daddy.
I liked it. That's the first time I had gazpacho.
Yeah. This was watermelon gazpacho. Only had one tomato in it. Actually, it was very tasty.
You guys, I got to eat pork.
I know.
I was so excited.
Ricky came over. The provider is working. And it's like, oh my God, we're going to grill hot Italian sausage from pork.
You know, I'll probably have the shits tonight.
Probably.
Since I haven't eaten it forever. What else we got to talk about? Anything else?
I'm trying to think if there's anything really pressing. Nothing too exciting has happened since the last time we saw you. Though I did hear that you were a tad dramatic.
Yes.
Oh.
I had a meltdown, you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
You had left the ice cream out in the sun a little too long?
Yes. So I don't know if I talked about the story at Pizza Rustica where I like went fucking crazy. And
you did.
So it wasn't that bad because I really had a reason to be that upset. So
wait. So it wasn't with Nookies and the food then?
No.
Okay, so you just meant the way in which you reacted was very similar, but this you had actually a reason.
Right. It was very similar. It didn't last as long. I got myself under control and, you know, I centered myself and I had to breathe.
And it's too bad they don't serve alcohol because you probably need a shot.
So, all right. So we're doing brunch. It's me, Kevin, George, Adam, Tony. That's 6 people. No, Mark was not there. I don't know why he decided not to come. Whatever. So I think he was busy or something. I don't know. So this is around like 1:30. We get there on a Sunday. Nookie's is busy as shit. Always.
Of course. It's a brunch place.
And when you think of brunch, you don't think of in a hurry. You're lounging.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking. You know, you're not in a hurry. You guys, that is Waylon.
He's eating chewing chips. On
oh, you can hear chips. It?
Yes.
I'm trying to be so quiet to see if I could actually do it. And then I'm like, these are kettle chips. I will stop eating them because I know that has to be the most annoying thing in a listener's ear.
All you hear
is to hear people eating.
There we go. Ew. So, all right. So we get sat where we're seated. And the waitress, she seems kind of new, but you're really not so sure because she's kind of nervous. You can't hear it. So she comes over and she takes our drink order. It's really fucking busy. And we all order waters, Cokes, and Tony orders a coffee. Well, the person that cleans off the table and sets everything up didn't put any silverware on the table. And the waitress didn't realize there was no silverware. So Tony gets his coffee and she walks away. And he's like, well, how am I supposed to stir my coffee? You know. And I'm like, okay.
With your penis.
It's fine. You know. Well, she'll come back over and we'll get it. So it takes her a little bit back to come over. And then somebody asks her for her attention or whatever. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. As Tony was waving her down, she turned away. And then Tony started to get aggressive.
Oh.
And we've had this situation before where we're alone at a table. And I've addressed it like right then. I'm like, you know, mm-mm. We don't do this because I'm a firm believer in if the service person is busy and you know that they're not ignoring you on purpose or treating you like shit on purpose, there's no reason to get upset over anything.
Oh, I agree. I mean, because think about it, though. If you were across the room and you get waved over, but on your way, someone stops you for their mm-hmm. attention. If you were that other person and they like looked at you and then walked past you,
mm-hmm.
you would be pissed.
So, she does that, and then he starts to talk, to go off. And I'm like, and then, you know, everybody's like looking at him, you know. And I'm like, Tony, people are busy. It's very busy right now. She's not alone, you know, she's working by herself. You know, she's busy. Just bring it down a notch. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't care for that.
Oh.
So, as he was telling me that, I was like furious already because I was embarrassed by the way he was, because he just wasn't like, he was like.
Where in the restaurant were you sitting?
Against the windows towards the street.
Okay. So like, literally four tables away from the little waiter island where they keep the silverware.
About that.
So you could have walked over.
No, because we were kind of in the center. So okay. That was over kind of like to the far back.
Okay.
So he starts to like kind of curse and I'm like, no, bring it down. You're being mean. There's no reason in you treating her like that. And then he goes, oh, you want to see me be mean? And then that's when she walked over and I was like, I said, oh, you want to go? Let's go. Come on, let's go. And he was like, what? And I think I embarrassed him when I did this. I go, no, let's go. If you're going to have an attitude, I'm not going to listen to this. We're going to go home because I'm not letting you treat people like shit. And then everybody else at the table was like, but I was a little bit more angry than I probably should have been.
And was the waitress there too?
The waitress was there and she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I go, no, ma'am, it's not you. I am sorry. It's his attitude. I don't like it. And she goes, it's Sunday. Relax. Have a good time. And I said, I'm trying. And then I looked at Tony and Tony was just,
relax.
Because Tony's never seen that in me. Because normally when we're by ourselves, I can address it. And it's fine. But I didn't want to address it because there was people around us. And then, you know, and then. So I got really like shaky, upset. And I was like, let's fucking go. You know, I got out of my seat. And then, you know, she calmed us down or whatever. But everybody at the table, they looked at me like I was like Linda Blair. Like I had like, who the fuck are you? So, and then I embarrassed myself because then everybody was looking at me and then, you know, the whole situation. And so I had to apologize to everybody later. And
I would have loved to have
seen. But I think to me and listeners, you tell me what you think. I don't think there was a valid reason for him to be upset. It's coffee. If it gets cold, they will pour you more.
I just wanted to be there for Adam's face because he's the newest person in the group.
I couldn't see Adam because he was on the end, and I saw George, and then I saw Kevin and Josh's faces. And of course, you know, Mouth of the South loves it. He was like, keep going, you know.
And that's when I'm surprised you didn't turn to him and say, Josh, if you open your fucking mouth.
I will shut my foot down so far.
And he didn't because he saw me blow up at Pizza Rustica. He was the person that saw me do it. He knows, don't fucking do that.
Yeah. No, Bradley, you go first.
About a response?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this is just the same way as what this guy did at work. He blew up and everything, and he was upset. He was one of our maintenance guys, and he came to me the next day, basically was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, dude, don't pull me into this. Like, this isn't really my thing, because it was dealing with his vacation time. And anyway, he's like, I don't know. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just coming to you for a friend and blah, blah. And this happens all the time with him. And I said, as a friend, you should have kept your composure.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no reason for you to blow up. However, but that being said, obviously there are better ways to handle anything there could be. So,
I mean, yeah, I think it's one of those, I think, lose-lose situations. Yeah. I would completely agree that a person should never, there is never a reason for someone to blow up like that at a server when you just, at the beginning of the meal, because there isn't silverware. Right. When it's a very busy restaurant, you can see it's busy. You probably had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know they'll be there at some point. You could have used your penis. You could have used your finger.
I said use a straw, and everybody said, it'll melt. It's a straw. You turn it. It's not going
to
melt.
You know how many times I've used a straw to stir my coffee?
If it sits
That's
in
what
there.
A fucking coffee stir is. It's a small-ass straw.
Yeah, and this isn't like it's Starbucks, you know, hot boiling.
It's not like you ask for extra super hot coffee.
No, but at the same time, it is always rough in confronting someone in public, you know, because a lot of people don't respond well to that. But there's that happy medium, one where you kind of want to be like, you know, I don't want to internalize this because it's going to ruin my day, and then we're going to get in a fight later because I'm a bitch, but I'm supposed to wait till later to deal with this. At the same time, you know, you don't want to snap someone's head off.
And I did.
Yeah.
And I think it caught him off guard, and he was like, holy fuck. But I think the thing is, and Tony and I have talked about this, is we both have two cultural differences. And, you know, I think it's something on his side where it's kind of like, you know, they expect, I don't know what it is, but he just said that's how it is, you know.
But
I think it's a northern thing too. I want it now.
Yeah, but you know, though, but I don't know if that's a. I don't like that excuse, though, because I still think that if you start using cultural excuses for being rude, that's a dangerous road. Rude is rude. You know, being impatient is impatient. You know, you may have different expectations because you're, you know, some places are slower. You know, people do take their time or whatever. But he's lived in Chicago for a long time.
Right.
This is not new.
Yeah.
This is not his first time at this restaurant. I mean, we've all gone there together.
Maybe he's just having a bad day. I don't know.
But do you think that you responded that way, though, because there's a bigger issue that you guys need to talk about? Because sometimes, you know, when you snap like that, it could be
I think it's just the
last
way that,
straw type of thing.
I didn't. Well, the thing that I didn't like was how he's like, he didn't threaten me, but I was like, you know, like he was challenging what I was saying.
Well, not only that, but yes. When someone does say, oh, you've never seen me, that's when I'm like, it's on. Like, excuse me. I would have rather you said, shut the fuck up, not right now.
Right.
Don't be like, oh.
Oh, you want to see Rude?
You want to see Rude? Oh, I'll show you Rude. I'm like, oh, is this how it's going to be? Because we're going to go right now.
And
I think that's
what made me, like,
oh, yeah,
like
that
it was like
me
throwing gas on a fire. I mean, it was like, I was up out of that seat so quick. And then everybody was just looking, and it was awkward all through the brunch. And after we got on the train, I was like, you know, I just want to say I'm sorry for the way that I reacted. And he was like, no, I understand. You know, it was my fault.
I don't even know how I would have reacted if I would have been there. I think I probably
like
probably,
everyone else, everyone shut the fuck up.
I probably would have been like, girls, I'll go get you silverware.
And then, of course, after everything was settled down, like Kevin was trying to make like light of the situation, it was kind of working. Mm. But I think it also helped with Tony realizing that it wasn't. There was no need in getting angry at the person. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no need in it. So,
especially, I don't know, anger at a service person is sometimes, I think, silly. Except for your piece of Rustica,
right?
You may have still you may have still overreacted there, but
the I held it for an hour and a half.
The experience was really nasty. Right. Here, this is the type of thing where you tip less. You know right. what I mean? Even if it's mm-hmm. busy, there is a certain service that right. you would expect for your tip too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why you tip.
So, what do you listeners think? Do you think? I mean, have you had an experience where you just like blew up in a restaurant, or felt that your friend was treating people like shit, but you didn't say anything? But, you know.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm sure that second one's going to be a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we've all have friends that treat people like shit and we never say something because we're too worried about being ginger and hurting each other's feelings.
What'd you just call me?
You're fake ginger.
Do we have like one phone call we can play before we...
We have two, but we'll play one. One more thing. I have a question. Did you serve before? Are you?
No, I have never served, but I did do fast food.
But you were
food
doing fast food and stuff like that, right?
So, and it happens to fast food people too. Yeah. And it's, well, this is, you know what? Now that I think about it, that Saturday we had gone to get my driver's license renewed and we had went to a McDonald's and Tony had asked the girl a question and she didn't know because she was new. I could obviously tell. She was new. Well, he kind of like talked to her. They were talking in Spanish, but I could tell he was being kind of like condescending to her. And he was like, and then I heard him say, if I was a secret shopper, da 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 da. You don't say that to a fucking new person. But he was like, well, it's not my fault she's new. Well, it's not her fault somebody left her alone to run a register. She doesn't know.
Yeah.
And that, I think that now that you say that, I had already had the experience the day mm-hmm. before and I'd already talked to him about it. And our waitress was kind of new also at yeah. Nookie's.
I think usually when we snap like that, it's normally because for that situation, you know, we've just had something that's a little unresolved of like, motherfucker, we just talked about this. You may be the provider, but mama's coming out.
Right. So, but we're good now. We talked about it.
That's good.
And we were able to talk about it and it's fine, but...
Well, you better.
I don't think it'll happen again. I don't think it'll happen again.
Well, I hate to see if it does. I just hope I'm there. So are you ready for that phone call?
Yep.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding! We've got a phone call!
Phone call. This is fucking shit.
Hello, Monkeys. This is JD in San Diego.
Oh, follow-up.
I'm playing catch-up today. Just listening to episode 432, The Engagement. Once again, congratulations. Ah, so fantastic. And very sweet hearing the story about the proposal. Anyways, I hope you all are doing well. And I think Ricky's drag name should be Ginger Nips. Okay, take it easy, boys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Ginger
and
Nips.
Congratulations once again.
We got it.
I love it.
Speaking of drag names, we did have somebody, Joe in Dallas, send us our drag names.
Oh, did he?
I know that he had...
he said he was going to, but...
He tweeted that, he was working on it. Mm-hmm. So
the drag names for the Foul Monkeys boys should be as follows. James. Phyllis Kentuckett.
Phyllis can't tuck it or tuck it?
Can't tuck it.
Can't tuck it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Waylon. Anticipation.
Oh.
That's funny.
Ricky. You need a starfish. I don't get that one.
I know what it means.
Strawberry starfish.
So that's we're good.
That was good.
I don't think anybody else has responded to our drag names.
Nope.
Maybe we should do a contest and say that's what our drag names are going to be when we get to Vegas. If we decide to do our that. We haven't discussed it. We need to discuss it. Yeah, seriously.
One other thing that we've discussed is
we have a month.
We could go as, we could go to the pink carpet as dressed as podcasters who aren't going.
Or just so, like, as your old co-host in the past. And we said, Nicole, he was going to be Nicole. We're going to get these big old beach ball bibbies.
And put a white shirt on it and spray it down.
Yeah.
But I know, like, you know, Seder's not coming. Mm-hmm. I could always dress up like Seder and mm-hmm. be all like, sing show tunes and be sexually inappropriate at Twinks.
Right. Oh my God. He posts, like, some of the pictures he posts, I'm like, that boy is like 12 years old, I think.
I know. I know.
I'm like, are you sure you're not on a school website or something?
Sometimes I'm a little worried or concerned at how many he posts in a row.
Like 12, 15. I mean, I think he has a nighttime job, though.
Yeah, but still.
So he gets bored, probably.
But still, that's like...
And some of them, I'm like, he's gross. I kind of agree. His muscles don't even look real.
Yep. But then, like, you know, you could go as, say, you know...
Frank.
Frank or...
Christian or Brian.
You go as all three.
I'd wear a red hoodie and sunglasses and have a huge... Saudi Arabian beard.
Not for Christian. Actually, that would be really funny if you got a red hoodie and then had a fake beard with glasses.
There was a guy on the train the other day that I totally want to take a picture of and just title it Christian.
Yeah.
Because it looked exactly like him.
You know, and then, or you could do like one of the pod as my co-pilot. Oh, yeah. You know, you could be one of them. So I thought that could be a funny idea too. Especially of the ones that we know a lot of people listen to that aren't going to go.
Right. That could be hard, though.
Or easy, because some of them are very stereotypical.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you're a ginger. You could be Ramble Redhead. Is he going? Is he not?
He's
going
to be there.
Oh, okay, so
that would be really awkward.
Yeah. I still like...
Hi, I'm Ramble Redhead.
I still like the idea of coming as a...
I think we should do that. Donna Sugars. All different Donna Sugars. But I don't want to be slutty Donna Sugars.
Too bad.
But you have the most experience.
Really?
I think so.
Out of the three of us?
At least the most experience in Chicago.
And probably Florida.
I
think that's a fun idea.
Yeah.
But we really need to talk about our show because it's a month away and we need to get it like in the bag.
Yeah.
So
in the sack.
And next week we're supposed to do a live show on Wednesday.
Probably should check your computer.
I should.
Beforehand you get here.
But I have to hook everything up to make sure it works, so I'll have to come here. Well, we're not recording until 7, though, right?
Correct.
If I get off at 3:30 and I can get here and test it out, that's then it should be fine.
Yes.
Cool.
So, yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pride 48, make sure you guys come visit. We're going to do something fancy. We'll try to make it fancy.
Fancy? I don't know about better than maybe last
could be
year.
Tars Fancy.
What? What?
The song Fancy.
You're going to do that for the mm-hmm. pink carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for our show, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm worried about the show. But anyway, we'll get it done.
I'm not worried about the show.
All right, so we will talk with you soon. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.